America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. It's time for my Celebrity Trials and Tribulations team to weigh in on a celebrity case in the news getting a lot of attention. It's the issue of custody involving Madonna and her son Rocco. In the mix today, May Pang, Wendy Kaufman, Wendy Whitman, and Linda G starts things off.
And the question I think that everybody wants to chime in on is, he's an older child, and the question is, what age do you think a child should be able to tell the court their preference for custody? Anybody? Any opinions?
I'm the one who has a child here. This is May. I think by the time you hit 14, the kids know what they want to do. They're going to go to parties with their friend. They don't want to go to see daddy. They don't want to go see mommy or whoever, you know, who's from the parent that's, you know, taking care of them, going to visit the other one. And that happened with my son. I don't want to go. My daughter said the same thing. I have a party. They've made their own plans. So it really is difficult to say at what age, but I think at 14, they already know what they really want. They're into high school. They're into their own little world. To force them into something, it's kind of difficult, you know. I don't want to take them away from their friends and what their lives are about, because that's part of the growing up. And unfortunately, it's a divorce situation. So, you know, you have two things going on here. Go ahead.
This is Wendy. I don't have children, but I can tell you from my life experience, I know how manipulative children can be at 14 to play one against the other. But I know at 14, you have some decision-making skills. And I have to tell you, on behalf of Rocco, seriously, if I, you know, had Madonna as my mother, I would run for the hills. This is just my opinion.
That's your opinion,
just
Wendy K.
Wendy K.
Right.
Just my opinion. But let me tell you something. You know, when I look up narcissist in the dictionary, it is her picture that I see first. Listen, we grew up with her. She's exactly my age. She's going to be in the end of August. She's got like a 1 week away from me birthday. We're the same exact age. And I have to tell you, I have never read more about somebody being so about her. It's a miracle that Lourdes, you know, it may have turned out okay. But if he wants to go to Guy Ritchie and be with him in England and not have that drama of her people around her all day for a 16-year-old boy, I say go for it and be with your father and live and be well.
This is Wendy W. I have no personal grudge against Madonna, so I won't go there. But I've always felt very strongly that I think parents who manipulate kids and make it into a tug of war and dual custody from a very early age, where they're being dragged back and forth between houses constantly as their routine. I don't know any. I've never seen a situation where kids like that. And I think sometimes you have to be the bigger person. So I agree with May. I mean, agree with everyone today. I think that at a certain age, 14, the kids have a right to decide who they want to live with. And parents who try to do otherwise, I think it's really not in the kids' best interest. And I even believe that kids under 10, I really think that dual joint custody where they're constantly being shuffled around is just not a good way to be raised.
Well, Wendy W. said the operative words, it's the best interest of the child that controls. And the judges are often faced in a very difficult position because sometimes what the kid wants is not in their best interest.
Linda G., Wendy Whitman, Wendy Kaufman, May Pang. My Celebrity Trials and Tribulations team talking about the custody battle that Madonna is engaged in. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about what's best for her son. And recently there were reports that she and her son were spending more time together, and maybe they'll just figure it out on their own. What's the best thing for this kid? What he wants, what they want. Maybe they'll just figure it out and move on. So what do you think? Reach out for the team Celebrity Trials and Tribulations on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration, until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs, depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow, it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you keep the Sunday night blues from spoiling your weekend?
Psychologist Harry Sobel suggests building in more fun on Monday. Meet with friends in the evening or plan a special dinner to have something to look forward to.
Human resources expert Alice Buckner says to remind yourself of why the work you do is useful. Or think about your job's advantages, like money for retirement or your kids' education.
Laura Vanderkam, author of What the Most Successful People Do on the Weekend, says, stay busy with something on Sunday evening so you don't have time to worry about tomorrow.
Don't let the thought of Monday take over your Sunday night. Enjoy your weekend to the fullest for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, the Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.